Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babul Walil Adil, the chapter on a just ruler. The chapter on the just ruler. Qala Allah Ta'ala, Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani. Suratul Nahl, we did this ayat before, but just to go through it again, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions, Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dil qurba. وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He commands towards good. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adl. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala commands towards justice. Wa ita'i dhil qurba. And a person gives the rightful due to those that are deserving. Wa ita'i dhil qurba. Wa yanha 'anil fahsha. A person remains away from anything that is obscene. Wal munkar. And anything that is incorrect, والبغ, a person remains, stays away from any type of disobedience or rebellion. يَعِذُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. This is a admonition from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, so that you may take heed. Now this ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ, in this chapter, it is just mentioned, it is just mentioned up till this part, that verily Allah Ta'ala instructs justice and doing good. The rest of the ayat we explained before, but just something under this ayat, because of the fact that this ayat is such a comprehensive ayat, just some points under this particular ayat that covers so many things. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was a great faqih. He mentions that this, all the talimat, all the teachings of the Quran gathered together, is presented in this one ayat. In other words, this ayat that is read, or we present this one ayat, it's actually presenting all the teachings of the Quran. It is so wide, it is so comprehensive, this ayat. Allah Ta'ala is commanding on one side with justice, Allah is commanding with good, Allah Ta'ala is preventing us to stay away from evil and those things that are wrong, giving the right to those that the right is due. In other words, it's covering so many things. Staying away from wrong, doing good, giving the due to the just, giving the due to those that are deserving, being just in a person's, doing ihsan. Ihsan means a person going over and above just doing good, but the person is going out of his way to be kind to people. So he's covering so many things. Therefore you find Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayh, that he made this ayat part of the second khutbah. Therefore you find that in the second khutbah of Eid, and the second khutbah of Jummah generally, just before the Imam finishes, he reads this ayat here. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal bagh ya'idukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. And sometimes the khatib will say, fadhkuruni adhkurukum washkuru li wa la takfurun. And the people all stand up for the Jummah Salah. We hear it every week. So this shows the importance of this particular ayat. Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayhi, he made it part of the khutbah. He asked those people that were giving khutbah, they try and include this ayat. So this practice has been coming down from that time. There was a great leader by the name of Aktham ibn Sayfi. He was the leader of his community. At that time, he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam distant. He heard that there is a man that is claiming to be the Prophet, and many people are accepting his message. So what he did was, he told his people that I'm going to do some research for myself, I'm going to go there and see whether this message is correct or not. So his people told him that you are our leader, you shouldn't go, you should rather send two people to go. So then two people were sent to go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam two questions. Man anta, ma anta. Man anta, who are you? Ma anta, what are you? So when they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man anta, who are you? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ana Muhammad bin Abdullah. That I am Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the son of Abdullah. Simple answer Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. I am Muhammad, the son of Abdullah. And what are you? He says, ana Abdullah wa Rasuluh. I am the servant of Allah Ta'ala and I am the messenger of Allah. What a beautiful answer. Look at the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many things he could have said. He said, I am the servant of Allah and I am the messenger of Allah. So when these people were there, they found out that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't just Muhammad bin Abdullah. He had a very, very noble lineage. He had a very recognized lineage. the tribe of Mudar, which is the forefathers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was a well known family amongst the Arabs. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't even attribute his lineage upwards to show who I am. In other words, the humility that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam displayed, these people also were surprised that yeah, he's such a great man with such a great lineage. Anyone else will take pride to boast about his lineage, but he's not even boasting about his lineage. And we asked him what he is. He mentions he is the servant of Allah Ta'ala and he is a messenger. So they also were impressed with the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them this ayat, Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal bagh. So they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to repeat it a few times so they could learn it. When they learnt it, now they went back to their leader Aktham ibn Sayfi and they explained to him that we were surprised that these are the two questions we asked, and this is the simple answer that he had given us. Yet he could have told us that he was from the Mudar clan, his forefathers, but he didn't even tell us that. Now when Aktham ibn Sayfi, he heard this, imagine the effect of Quran, the effect of those that spend company in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says that this ayat that you have just read to me is giving so much of, such a comprehensive ayat, is telling us, encouraging us to do good. It's stopping us from doing evil. It's encouraging us to be extra kind and all the other things that we mentioned with this particular ayat. So he says, immediately I am accepting Islam. He is the leader, accepts Islam. Then he tells all his people. He tells his people that very soon you will find that the whole Arab world will accept Islam. It should not be such that we are last to go. And we just, by the way, we just accept Islam when everyone else, he says, let us go now. We got a chance to make sabqat, we got a chance to beat everyone else. Let us all go and accept Islam. The whole tribe goes and they all accept Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you can appreciate what depth there is. And these are people that understood Arabic well. These are people that understood the language and the depths of the language well. They appreciated what beauty Quran Sharif had. One ayat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam read to them, and that was sufficient to change the whole community. One more ayat. وَأَقْسِتُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِتِينَ. We're doing a chapter on the just ruler. Allah Ta'ala says, be just. Allah Ta'ala loves those who exercise justice. We explain why there's such a great reward for being just as a ruler. It's because when a person is a ruler, he's got all the power, he's got all the authority. And when you've got all the power and all the authority, and then to be just and fair in what you do, that is a kamal, that is an achievement. Because the temptation is there to give preferential treatment to this one and to give that other person some other treatment, and this person I know better. Why? Because all the rules you can change and you can break. Who is there to tell you you are the leader? Therefore, in Shariat, in Islam, there's so much of reward for a person that is a ruler and he is just. وَأَقْسِتُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِتِينَ. Be just. Allah Ta'ala loves those that are just. May Allah Ta'ala give us only tawfiq of making amal. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام